Welcome to Food for Faith. This is John O'Connor, and it's Monday morning. I thought you might appreciate this morning a reflection from the book Food for Faith, which is a collection of my reflections shared over the last 10 years. The one I'd like to read this morning is for Monday. It's entitled TGIM. Not TGIF, thank God it's Friday, but TGIM, thank God it's Monday. While thank God it's Friday, TGIF, is a common end-of-week cry of relief, it's a rare person who welcomes Mondays with the same enthusiasm. As you begin a new week, you probably have a bit of an idea what the next few days will bring for you. Perhaps there are some moments in the week ahead that you are looking forward to, and people you are looking forward to spending time with. Chances are, too, that there are some people you hope not to meet, and situations you would rather avoid. However, if this next week follows the pattern of every other week for me, there will be some completely unexpected moments and encounters that suddenly and dramatically take center stage, disrupting my plans and changing my perspective. My Sunday evening plans for the week ahead are usually far from the mark, and many of the things that I'm anxious or excited about may well not happen. The key point to remember at the beginning of every new week, indeed every new day, is that while we will naturally prefer some circumstances over others, no circumstance, however difficult, is a problem for God. Our experience also reminds us that our greatest desire is not simply for easy or positive circumstances, but to know that God is present with us and that we are loved in every moment and in all circumstances. A happy life is not a life in which difficult or painful circumstances are avoided or ignored, but a life lived in love. We all know people for whom everything seems to have gone well, yet their lives seem empty and sad. Others seem to have suffered one misfortune after another, but they still radiate deep joy and hope. I'm often inspired by the writings of Father Luigi Giussani, founder of the ecclesial movement Communion and Liberation. He addressed the importance of the circumstances that appear in front of us with a great challenge when he wrote that, and I quote, "The circumstances through which God has us pass are an essential and not a secondary factor of the mission to which he calls us." I'll read that again. "The circumstances through which God has us pass are an essential and not a secondary factor of the mission to which he calls us." End quote. I find this deeply encouraging. The circumstances I find myself in, while not always caused by God, are, because these circumstances are my present reality, the place where I today encounter God. Therefore, there is nothing I need fear. The temptation is to live in the past or to be preoccupied with the future. But the fact is that the only moment I have is the reality of this present moment. These present moments are a gift, since they are the only place where I can truly live. People who focus on the past or the future usually miss the gift of the present, pun intended, the present. And so I pray that you will know the presence of God with you and the love of God for you in every moment, in every circumstance of the week ahead. That reflection is one of the almost 100 reflections, each of which can be read completely independently, in the collection Food for Faith, which was published a couple of weeks ago. You can find more information on how to order the book on the website, foodforfaith.org.nz, or by contacting the publisher directly, or if you still can't find it, send me an email.